We're in New Hampshire.
You've made it.
Give me 8 meters. Stop.
Wetlands, they're in every state.
It's a crab right there.
A crab where?
Right here.
They're critical for waterways, wildlife, and the rest of us.
Function almost as kidneys in the environment.
Can you tell us what's going on here?
Styrofoam and beer cans.
A Gatorade bottle.
So who's keeping an eye on these ecosystems?
Watch out for pink flowers.
We have a lot of work to do on our waters.
These are the Wetland Watchers.
We're recording.
Welcome aboard.
I'm just going to wear my boots. I don't want to do waders.
We'll lace up and lather on some sunscreen later in this series as we head into the field with the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services.
DES.
Every state has a different acronym for their environmental organization.
But first, courtesy another acronym.
I worked for EPA for almost 15 years.
I've been working with the EPA for 21 years.
We're on dry land, getting a wetlands crash course.
Hi, I'm Greg Sarametz. I work with the Environmental Protection Agency in our wetlands division.
My name is Sarah Lehman. I am the team leader for the National Aquatic Resource Surveys in the EPA's Office of Water.
Wetlands are incredibly valuable features of the landscape.
Wetlands are a critical component of our nation's waters and our aquatic systems.
Wetlands are defined as areas where water covers the soil or is at or near the soil surface at least part of the year.
They provide so many benefits directly for humans in terms of their ability to store and slow floodwaters. They help to cycle nutrients, so they can have very positive benefits on water quality for rivers, streams, and lakes.
Taking out nutrients or sediment that might otherwise end up in those systems.
Many people talk about them in terms of their ability to function almost as kidneys in the environment.
From Alabama to Wyoming, there are wetlands in every state in the nation.
All across the country and in places that you might not otherwise expect them to be. And they are natural and they're supposed to be there.
Wetlands in arid Arizona differ from those in wet Washington. Many wetlands are dry for at least one season every year.
They also provide a lot of habitat benefits to different species, plant species that thrive in wetland settings. And then the animals, fish, birds that also rely on wetlands for food sources, for homes, and also they're tremendously valuable breeding grounds, especially for fish and waterfowl.
Plants have to be hardy to survive in wetlands found along the coasts, thanks to salty or brackish tidal waters. In the tropics, mangrove swamps with salt-loving trees, shrubs, and other plants form maze-like roots that fortify land from storm damage and erosion. There are tidal freshwater wetlands, wooded swamps, herbaceous meadows.
And so there's just a large variety of reasons why wetlands are important to our environment, and maintaining them, protecting them, and in cases where we need to, restoring them is just critically important.
That's where Lehman and Sarametz and the teams they direct across the country come in.
EPA and our state and tribal partners decided to embark on a joint effort to comprehensively, very consistently assess the quality of the nation's waters.
That was in the early 2000s when the EPA started the groundbreaking National Aquatic Resource Survey, or NARS. Lehman is with the agency's Office of Water.
We knew ourselves, and we were being told by outside groups that we simply didn't have the type of information we needed to answer important national questions about the quality of our waters or how our collective efforts were making a difference in restoring and protecting water quality.
The survey has several goals.
To assess the biological and recreational condition and changes over time of our nation's waters.
To look at stressors impacting those waters.
And then to build and enhance state and tribal monitoring and assessment capacities.
Lehman says sites are chosen at random and rotate every 5 years between coastal waters, lakes, rivers and streams, and wetlands, which are under scrutiny here in 2016.
So much like a health survey or an opinion poll that you are familiar with, we actually randomly select. We can sample at a relatively small number of sites, but then report out on the condition of that whole resource. So for example, for wetlands, we sampled about 1,000 sites across the country that were randomly selected, but we can talk about all of the wetlands across the lower 48 states.
summer, more than 50 crews, including two in tribal territories, have fanned out across the country. Saren Betts is the project manager for the National Wetland Condition Assessment.
They're collecting ecologic information on wetlands. So they collect information on the plant communities, information on the soil properties and characteristics at the sites. They are looking at the hydrology, human disturbances within our core assessment area, and then we also look outside of our sampling site at the natural community and any disturbances that are contained within that.
Until the EPA started these surveys, there was no consistency in how waterway and wetlands assessments were conducted, no method for standardizing data, no way to see common problems. Was water quality getting better or worse? Were investments paying off? With NARS, these questions are being answered.
Across the country, we're able to provide information that's comprehensive and consistent, whether or not there's a jurisdictional border in place. We're really proud of the work that's been happening over the last 10 years that has really put us in a position where we feel like we are beginning to reach and achieve those goals.
Next time on The Wetland Watchers.
All right, now we have to go wander far away in each of the four directions.
Pull up those waders.
I think when people think about wetlands, they're going to think that they're in the picturesque.
We'll head into a New Hampshire wetland.
You guys might want to watch out for the little
canals.
Okay.
Canals.
Thanks.
And get up close and personal.
Push whack a canoe in and ferry our stuff across.
With the Wetlands Condition Assessment. The Wetland Watchers is a production of the New England Interstate Water Pollution Control Commission and is funded in part by a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency. Interviews were conducted on Skype by Richard Friesner and Kimberly Roth. Thanks to Sarah Lehman and Greg Sarenbet of the EPA and the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services. Music included Night Owl by Broke for Free, Springish by Gillicuddy, and Running Waters by Jason Shaw. I'm Ian Bush. Join us next time for The Wetland Watchers.